said Larry's not here.
You know,
I hate
saying this, you know, you're not wrong.
You know, you're not. But it works. That's the thing. It always works. Somehow or another.
I think it works on the...
Are you messing...
listener side, because at least it's not perfect all the time.
I got a question. When are y'all going to mark that to make sure you know where the button goes to make it sound the best? Because it's like 10 times y'all keep
clicking. Hey, that's all Larry.
We just shut up and talk.
Yeah. No, I know that, but y'all need to make Larry go, okay, Larry, remember
something. The fact that I'm able to do this as well as I'm doing it right now is just...
That's awesome. Yeah. Watch Larry. Yeah. Awesome. You're great, but what I'm saying is you just say, you know, like, put a little black mark, go, this is where the button down, or up, or whatever, and leave it there.
Yeah. I have no idea.
But it is fun to listen to, though, when y'all are doing that. That's right. Okay. All right, they'll get it in a minute. Yep, there it goes.
Oh, man, they got really quiet all of a sudden.
Yep.
You know what's really bad is that if you're listening to it at work,
right,
and you have your headphones in, no one else can hear it. But dang, I talk to it every time. Yeah, I remember that. You know, I did. No, don't. No, you guys got it wrong. It goes this way. And then the next thing you know, you're correcting yourselves. And it's like, yep, I know I'm right. Everyone around you looks at you like,
yep.
What?
Yeah, we get everything wrong around here, except for Taylor. Taylor gets everything right.
Yeah.
Well, obviously. Yeah, fuck you, man.
Exactly.
And it lasted exactly about 3 minutes.
Yeah. 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 Like, okay, timing, timing. Like, there it is.
Well, Gomer's not here, so...
Yeah, Gomer's. Well, Gomer's never around
yeah,
here.
No, I don't even remember what Gomer looks like. Actually, no, you can never forget what Gomer looks like.
Well, it depends on who's wearing that day.
Gomer is a skeleton with an afro.
He's a skeleton with an afro.
Yeah.
He just sounds like skeleton.
Until he shaves it, and then he's just skeleton.
And then you look at him and you go, I think I know you. Oh, yeah, now I know you. Open your mouth. Bye.
Yep.
He does have the voice.
Oh, yeah, he does. And when he gets lit up, he's lit up.
It's kind of like you, Taylor. I know when you're on because I recognize the voice. Larry has to talk a couple of words before. Yep, that's Larry. Okay, mm-hmm. Got it.
Oh, well, Larry always starts the show, though, so you should know who.
No, not always, because sometimes he hits the button.
Yeah, he just hits the button.
The conversation.
Is that what we've done right now, by the way?
Yeah, this is Geeks of the Square Table. I'm Adam. I guess I'm your host this week. I guess I got promoted.
We've hijacked the show.
So if you can't understand a word we're saying, it's totally my fault, because I don't know how to work this thing.
And we made him do it.
So with me this week is...
Red Shirt Steve.
And Steve's wife, Bridget.
Taylor.
There we go. Okay, so.
And Travis making noise.
That's what he's good at.
Hey, you're supposed to rip the box, not kick it.
All right, you two, what's on the agenda tonight?
Well, I guess we might as well start with the biggest news items this week. The litany of perplexing announcements out of the DC Entertainment Universe for their upcoming slate of movies. Well, first one that's kind of sucking my grog a bit. They're making a Joker origin movie.
Why?
Which is a terrible, terrible idea.
Why? We all know where Joker came from.
Well, no, actually, a lot of people... Well, actually, it's kind of convoluted.
Yeah. And by a lot of you mean absolutely no one, because they've never done it.
Well, a lot of people keep bringing up the fact that, hey, they told the Joker's origin story in The Killing Joke, and in fact, they did not. They told a version of his origin story.
Right.
Even the Joker in that story said, hey, this might not be my origin. I remember it differently every day.
Yeah, I mean, Alan Moore, one of the greatest comic book writers in history, had the good sense to recognize that trying to tell the Joker's origin story at this point is a fool's errand. The Joker has been kicking it around and been one of the most popular characters in comic books for over 70 years, and they've never established a definitive origin story to him, so nothing they could possibly do will be satisfying at this point.
Of course not. That's because we all like to think of the Joker in our own way.
This is true. So, there's so many interpretations of the Joker, there's so much enigma about him, there's so much mystique to the character that you just can't do a good job with that at this point. You might as well just let that sleeping dog lie, you know?
The Joker is. The Joker has been The Joker's always will be. It just is.
The Joker is just a thing unto itself at this point, you're right.
That's it.
Very little point. And also, no one likes Jared Leto Joker.
That was the other complexity part of the news about this. Well, they're talking about that joke in Joker origin movie. Jared Leto is not attached to be in that movie. They're trying to find a different actor to be in that movie. So, it's not going to be part of the DC Extended Universe. It's going to be its own separate thing.
I could see it if they went back to, like, when he was born until he was...
Well, that'd be
16, 17.
That is a long origin.
Exactly. That's the only. I mean, you'd have to get a really young kid to play him as, you know, toddler or elementary, or you couldn't do really teenage years because it'd be hard to get somebody to look that close to Jared and everything. So it just, you know, what are you going to do? Just stick somebody then and say he's 18, 19 years old and starting from there to become Joker? No, it doesn't. No. Joker's too screwed up to be, you know.
You can see Joker as a kid being screwed up.
Yeah, exactly.
He was that kid that everybody just did from.
I just feel like there's no version of events where you can tell a satisfying story about the Joker's origin.
It's like Darth Vader. The less you know, the better.
Yeah, how much cooler was Darth Vader before you saw him as a mopey kid?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh boy.
That was
before you learned he hated sand.
And why?
Yeah. It's so coarse.
Yeah, not only just pointing out not the fact that he hated sand, but going into excruciating detail about the many problems sand has.
And that's his version of flirting too. You gotta remember that too.
In a movie about like space wizards using telekinesis to fight evil demon space wizards, the most unbelievable part of that story was that method of flirting was successful.
Ew.
He got the girl with his sand talk.
Yeah, that's just wrong on so many levels. And then Joker, I agree, you just cannot go back and tell Joker.
Well, it's Warner Brothers. If they see money in it, and they always see money in Batman and the Joker, they're going to do it.
Yeah, Batman and Joker. The Joker, not the Joker.
I'm not saying they're smart.
Well, that's true. But and the other part that you're upset about, it's all convoluted.
Oh, well, other announcements from the DC movie slate coming up. So, a lot of confusion right now about the Batman movie. Earlier in the week, they reported that it was going to be some standalone thing, not part of the main continuity, but now they've backslid on that, and Ben Affleck has been reported to have been leaving the project on 3 or 4 separate occasions now.
Yep.
The director has switched at least once for sure, and there's lots of rumors circulating about that happening again, and just it seems like they are going through a lot of shit, and that is rarely an encouraging sign for a movie.
Not at all.
But this is DC.
This is Batman. How many versions of Batman have we had?
Well, yeah, but this is supposed to start with Superman versus Batman and Man of Steel.
Yeah.
They're all supposed to be in continuity. Now, the new continuity, along with the new Wonder Woman, is in continuity and all that. So taking Ben Affleck out and doing another Batman movie without making it part of continuity, what are you doing, another timeline again?
Right, it sounds like a bad idea. And the director has come back today, and he's clarified that interview he gave, and he said that the movie is going to happen within the same continuity as the rest of the DC universe, that what he meant when he said it's a Batman movie, not a DC Universe movie, is that it's primarily focused on Ben Affleck's Batman. And
was
not
there ever any
else.
Confusion about that?
It's just
about
Batman.
Yeah, exactly. You had to clarify that the Batman movie was going to be about Batman.
All we can do is hope that's the truth of the matter, and until it comes out or they slate it and they actually do it. It's DC, who knows? Because I know, weren't they talking about pulling one movie and replacing it with another movie?
They switched up their lineup quite recently. I don't remember what exactly they switched around. I know they turned the Flash movie from... It's no longer a Flash movie, now it's a Flashpoint movie.
God.
Yeah.
They're going to have a Flashpoint movie when they just got kind of done with Flashpoint in the Flash TV show.
Yes. And they made an animated movie of it, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah,
so.
And I haven't watched that one yet.
It's the best version of Flashpoint they've made so far, which isn't saying much because Flashpoint's not that great.
Oh, they cleared that hurdle? Wow, that's cool.
But, I mean, every DC animated movie I've liked.
DC knows how to make its animated movies. Right. They just haven't figured out how to transition that to
Live. Okay, now wait a minute.
Assault on Arkham was a much better version of Suicide Squad.
Oh, Assault on Arkham was fantastic. Right.
Now, I do know the Aquaman movie, isn't it supposed to be in continuity?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jason Momoa. They're filming that one right now.
Right, I know that. The next Wonder Woman is supposed to also be in continuity.
Right. They still haven't.
I think the expectation should be that they are in continuity. Yeah. You don't have to clarify that they are.
Exactly. But
I mean, of course they
should. So, but is it the Black Adam film?
I don't know what the deal with that is.
They keep going back and forth. Right, and at this point, it's been so long since they've made the deal with The Rock being Black Adam that. I don't even know if it's going to happen at this point.
It's hard to say. I mean, the only reason there would be any excitement is just The Rock being attached to it. Because, you know, I'd watch The Rock, you know, go to the grocery store.
I'm not that desperate to see The Rock go to the grocery store.
You know that The Rock going to the grocery store is going to feature explosions, even.
Well, if it's in the movie,
in real life.
Oh, well. I am excited to see him in the Rampage movie.
Oh, yeah, I did hear he was in that. That's going to be good.
I think he's actually helping produce that.
Probably. I mean, he's making that producer money now.
Oh, yeah. Well, he got beat out by Mark Wahlberg as the number one paid actor, so...
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
Mark Wahlberg got that Transformers money.
Exactly.
Damn you, Mark Wahlberg.
That's what the Transformers movies need. They need The Rock. I know we're getting John Cena, but that's not the same.
I haven't watched the Transformers movies in a good long while now. If they announced that The Rock is going to be in it,
Transformers is just big metal robots.
Yeah, the movies.
I'm sorry.
All the movies except for the one from '86 are terrible.
They are what they are for this day and age.
When I was a teenage boy watching the first Michael Bay Transformers, I thought it was the shit.
I was
the exact target demographic for it.
Well, why do you think they're going to make 5 spinoffs?
Did you think the Transformers movies was the shit, or did you think Megan Fox was the shit?
Both. At its core, it was a bunch of giant robots punching each other, so you know.
And with lots of explosions and everything else.
Even today when I know better, there is still something inherently cool about Optimus Prime riding a robot T-Rex.
Yeah, but he only does it for like 2 minutes.
That was my problem.
Out of a 2-hour and 40-minute movie, he only does that for like 2 minutes.
I actually did not like that scene. Personally, I don't think he should have rode Grimlock. That's just
the idea is cool, but like
it just didn't work.
The scene is shit. Like the dialogue's really hokey. It's like he's like yelling at them as he's like
crying. It's
a wonky ass.
That was the. Grimlock shouldn't have been poked that way too.
There was way too much hype about the dinosaurs for that little amount of time.
Were they in the last movie? Because we had not.
They were in the 5th movie.
Okay, they are.
But they are reserved to comedy scenes.
That sucks.
Okay. Yeah.
So what? Who else is last?
Getting back to the.
I guess have they used Primus yet?
They haven't used Primus yet. Mm-hmm. I don't think they'll ever use Primus because Primus is way too deep of mythology for Michael Bay to use.
Have they actually used Unicron?
Unicron is the ultimate bad guy, though. He's not like a god figure.
Okay.
Was this in Age of Extinction?
Unicron is in Age of Extinction. I could spoil it for you.
No, please don't. We do want to watch it. But
last night, I thought?
Last night. He was in last night.
That's right. Last night. Yeah, that's
well, technically, Transformers is fine. Whatever.
Yeah. Technically, Unicron is in every Transformers.
More Transformers fan than she is. So.
Then again, though, like, what's the danger of spoiling the Transformers movies? Oh no! Like, it's the great plot.
Well, still, it's fun to have at least a little.
I suppose. From what I hear, that is the redeemable factor of the fifth movie.
There's a redeemable factor to
the fifth movie? No. The redeemable factor of the fifth movie for me was that it was 20 minutes shorter than the fourth movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We'll see. We got to watch it on video.
Here's the thing is, by the time I got to the fourth movie, I'd given up on the franchise being actually good, and I just embraced it for what it was. And I actually found myself enjoying it for about 2 hours, and then it kept going for another 40 minutes.
Didn't you learn that within like the first couple of movies that it is what it is, and you just, it's popcorn. It's just
leave your brain at the door.
That is a great way to approach something like the Fast and the Furious movies.
Oh god, yeah.
They're stupid as shit. But if you know that going in that you're just watching over the top stupid car spectacle, it's fun.
Exactly. Super fun. Same thing with Transformers.
And it has The Rock.
Now it has
The,
you know.
Now it has The Rock.
There's still a lot with The Rock, so just remember
it. It only got popular after The Rock showed up.
The Rock,
was pretty popular.
The Rock has a reputation for saving franchises. No way, that's how we gained that reputation, was he turned that shit around.
Well,
I don't know. Give me
the new Jumanji. Have they showed trailers to the new Jumanji? I have not seen those yet.
It's got Jack Black, Kevin Hart, The Rock, and Kieran Gillen.
Does it look good? Does it look cheesy?
It looks very cheesy.
Are you asking if it would be a watchable movie? Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Are you asking if it's something that we want or need?
Oh, we definitely
It's not going to live up to the original one.
Of course not.
Oh, no.
Not that the original was...
The
original was not a great movie, but it's one of my most beloved movies.
Well, it was a fun movie for what it was.
It's one of those movies where, like, there was this one summer where I think I was in high school. Yeah, I was in high school, and like there was this one channel that would show it all the damn time.
Like
I don't understand why. Yeah, it was one of those movie channels.
You would watch it all the time.
I would. Me and every time my mom or I saw it, it was on. We would just sit down and watch it.
Yeah, because it was a fun, innocent movie.
It's charming.
Exactly.
It was different than anything else that was being put out at the time.
Certainly.
It's
impossible to recreate Robin Williams.
That's true.
Well, they're most actors, when you really get down to it, you just can't recreate them in a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, you might say you should have cast somebody different, but in a lot of movies, I mean, when you get down to it, would you really recast a lot of them? Most people wouldn't.
Probably not.
Most of them. I mean, you know, you might in something like the newer James Bond flicked or something like that. But in the older ones, most people wouldn't recast. You know, everybody's got a dream cast, but on the older movies, I think
I never had a dream cast. I was born into the 64 boy.
But
video games.
I would argue that Robin Williams that's more true for him than it is for most. Like, probably an unpopular opinion. I think you probably could have tagged out Harrison Ford for some other action star in the Indiana Jones movies. They would have been probably about as good.
Maybe in the I don't think so. Because
I don't think anybody else at the time could pull off that swagger.
No.
Shooting the dude with the gun and just like walking away.
Yeah.
Well, that's certainly true.
So I mean,
maybe that wasn't the best example to use, but there are movies like that, right?
I mean, think about it this way. Okay, the Total Recall. The new Total Recall. Was that actually better or worse than Arnold Schwarzenegger? Because
totally worse.
I can't even remember who they cast.
Colin Farrell?
Colin Farrell.
So there you go.
Really?
I believe so.
See what I'm saying? I mean, you can go. Yeah, you could. You can always remake a movie.
The original Total Recall, if you had tagged out Arnold Schwarzenegger for like Chuck Norris, I doubt it would have been a drastic movie.
I disagree with you there, too.
I think there would have been a difference.
No, there's something about the fact that Arnold was
Arnold
so
Schwarzenegger, Arnold Schwarzenegger has a surprising amount of charisma, you know, when you watch those movies and those facial expressions he makes, especially in those scenes where he gets all messed with his head. It's great.
I saw they made a video. There was an article in a video on the Onion run one time where they were talking about how there was this one guy whose career was just him convincing Arnold Schwarzenegger that he had just like blinked into a new time frame in his life, and he had to act out the roles that he was in his movie. Like, he was never acting. He was just convinced by this guy that, okay, so now you are
so he's quantum leaping all the time.
Yeah. Now you're an android sent back from the future to eliminate this woman. Like, now you are an ad executive who's desperate to get this new action figure for his son.
Jeez. You're also going to fight Sinbad.
That's right.
Well, he probably would have done that anyway. But
yeah. He did fight quite a few people. What do you think about it? He was fighting everybody.
Yeah.
But him and Jean-Claude Van Damme. Now, if you said we could replace Schwarzenegger maybe with Sylvester Stallone in a couple of movies, I could say yeah.
I could see that.
Like in not Predator, but the one he's a Green Beret after his dad.
Commando?
Yeah, Commando. You could have done that. Predator? I don't think you could have. You might have changed.
You might have been able to pull it off.
You might have been able to pull
that
off.
That would have been the closest of the two.
There's a few of them, like, I don't think you could have done it with Total Recall.
No.
No.
You know.
No.
And I don't think Terminator? Definitely not. You couldn't you couldn't replace him, you know, and all that. So there's just depends on the movie. Most of the time, you couldn't replace the actual original actors. If, you know, to me,
I'll stand corrected on this one.
Well, with the classics, there are terrible movies that you could totally change.
But I mean, on the ones that most sci-fi people and geeks and all that we love, you wouldn't change them. You might be the one, you know, the odd one. Now, the newer ones? Oh, yeah, you could definitely recast quite a few of them and go. You probably
How much
get
of that is nostalgia blinders, though? How much of that is
not as much as
I've known this character in this movie for decades, and now I can't
imagine somebody else.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Actually, I don't think it's as much as because they've redone movies quite a few times. I mean, even now with Terminator. Yeah, a lot of people didn't like Salvation. They don't like Genesis and all that other stuff.
Genesis.
But you cannot replace Arnold Schwarzenegger. Well, yeah, but with Genesis, I actually like because it actually is. You cannot go back in time.
Genesis
Sorry.
Is a movie that I always think of first and foremost as a movie that fucked itself so hard with its
trailer.
Sure,
but
they gave away the big. Like,
they gave away the twist.
It's Sean Connery. Yeah. That doesn't even make sense. She doesn't know what her own son from the future looks like.
No,
what the hell does that have to do?
I agree.
They're not going to like, be able to do psychological.
No, she does know. Terminator that was sent back that took care of her as a kid. You don't think you could have drawn out what he looked like?
What he looked like in the future, though, is like they showed him in the future and his face was like mauled all to hell with scratch marks. So he didn't even look
he
like
just
that.
Had the three right here.
Okay, but the point is that he did not even look like the face they gave him when they were trying to do
not
the
initially, no,
manipulation.
But you're right. You know, but the storyline there was
for a franchise about time travel. Terminator franchise is very bad about its continuity.
Yeah. Because time travel. Here's the thing about time travel: you can't go back into the past. You can do all sorts of timeline, you cannot go back and change the past. You just can't.
Because as soon as you went back, they changed
it. It's that same thing. You go back and kill yourself, then how can you come be in the future to go back and kill yourself? Or kill your family, or whatever else.
They make a joke about that on Dragon Ball Z.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you see. like, Bulma sends Trunks back in the time machine, and then, like, nothing immediately changes. Like, well, shit, it's the multiverse theory.
Exactly. Because you can't.
Because, like, theoretically, it would have changed the second he left.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But she wouldn't have noticed it either. Because
her memories would change too. So that's why you get this.
Fucking time travel, man.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why
I stay away from the X-Men.
I don't know, the Avengers are pretty bad about it too now.
They are.
That's not as bad as the X-Men when it comes to continuity and fuckery.
So like Kirk in Star Trek.
Yeah.
Although I think they said Janeway did it more times than Kirk did ultimately, if you include the books.
If you include do it. He did it in The City on the Edge of Forever, where he goes back and accidentally saves that woman who helped us defeat the Nazis.
You gotta add the books in, is what they're with the.
Oh, well, okay.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta add the books.
Well, that's outside of my realm of knowledge, then.
Okay, what's next?
Oh, they also did it on the original series. That one time they went back and accidentally like derailed that guy whose son would have been the first one to go to Saturn. I forget the name of that episode. That was
that's the one with the Air Force pilot,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. That was a Yeah, I don't remember that episode either, name of it. But then again, I'm lousy with names, so hey.
To be honest, there's only a handful of the original series episodes that I know the names of, but off the top of my head.
The good ones.
Well, you know, Arena. Right. You know, City on the Edge of Forever.
Mm-hmm.
So, the best ones.
Right.
And the Space Seed. That was a good issue. To me, it was a good one.
Lots and lots of good ones. Ah, Star Trek. So we're getting pretty close to the Star Trek premiere, aren't we?
Yeah, it's supposed to be sometime next month, or is it this end of this month?
You mean Star Wars premiere?
No,
Star Trek.
The new Star Trek show.
Discovery show.
Yeah,
not on TV.
Right.
Because they're, aside from that first episode, they're doing it all on their streaming service, so...
Nobody's gonna buy it.
Yeah.
Nobody will buy it.
We have to pirate the shit out of that
shit. And it's on Netflix, except it's all overseas, but not in the United States for Netflix.
Well, just trick your Netflix account into thinking you're overseas. Yeah, just make a proxy.
You know how to do that?
Just a quick Google search.
Oh, which reminds me about it being hooked up. Do you have the Godzilla, the Shimazon Godzilla movie? Or do you know anybody that does it? I can get it.
I mean, it came out on DVD.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, it came out on DVD.
Okay, I was fine with it. All right.
Yeah.
And I didn't know. I was like, how'd y'all see them? That's the last time I went, how'd they see the freaking movie? I can't find it.
I saw their theaters, is where I saw it. For like the 2 days it was
in
the
theaters. We're in Radcliffe, Kentucky. Right. Yeah. You know, or Elizabethtown, and
they get top people
in Kentucky traveling down to Nashville
again.
Do you guys catch the solar eclipse on?
No,
outside. Yeah, we kept the 80%. 60%. Yeah, we didn't.
It was cool.
Well, let me tell you, I find it cool
to see. I'm glad I saw it.
I find it extremely funny when you know that you are not in the path of totality, but you're still going to go outside and watch it get twilight outside in the middle of the day.
No, it didn't even get twilight. It got not even dusk.
At my job, there's like 4,000 people that work in this complex.
Hey, anything to get up.
And less than three quarters of... No, we didn't get out.
That's enough time. They just left.
Go outside in the parking lot and then come back in 20 minutes later. It's like, okay, well, that was an extended break.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I do on your lunch break.
Yeah, we just took our lunch break and sit outside for like 30
minutes. Well, me personally, I mean, it's a great solar thing and
it's something that it wasn't life changing, but I am definitely glad that I saw it. It was cool to. We canceled a couple of classes in the middle of the day. We all went out, got our glasses on.
Any kids go blind?
No kids went blind.
Oh, God.
We're good.
I'm going to tell you some adults that are stupid, okay? Just saying.
Well,
who needs glasses? I'll look right up at it. Okay.
It's not any worse, I was told before it happened, than actually just looking at the sun, like, normally. Like, it's as bad as just staring at the sun would always be.
Right.
No worse than that, but that's still bad for your eyes.
Oh, yeah. My eyes are bad enough.
But no, it's like, you could feel the temperature drop. There was, a cool kind of, 360-degree sunset thing.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
All the crickets and just the
all the bugs came out.
I saw what I saw. I mean, it was cool, but...
Oh, we got to see some shadow bands.
Yeah, I saw those, too.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad it went well. I personally just didn't want to make the drive.
I don't
deal with
you.
Any of
it was crazy here.
It was great for Nashville's tourism industry.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
We had a ton of people come in for an extended weekend trip.
I'm honestly surprised Nashville didn't capitalize on more and set up some stages.
Well, I know up in Louisville, Hopkins, on our TV station, Hopkinsville was just inundated by top news and everything.
Right.
They mentioned Nashville, but it wasn't.
Well, between CMA, which always happens, I know, but then the Predators being in the Stanley Cup, and now us being the largest city in the path of totality, good time for the hospitality industry.
Did they sell Nashville Totality T-shirts and stuff?
They sold a lot of Eclipse stuff.
I heard that some of the places on Broadway downtown fleeced some people with $200 passes to sit on their roof. And
right.
Oh, my word.
Which, I can't blame them if they can get people to pay
for it.
Well, they had people coming from overseas and everything.
It's like places.
For something that you could watch anywhere if you're outside. Like, you don't have to have, like, an electric, right. to have, like, a cable connection or anything. You just need to be outside somewhere where there's not clouds.
Yeah, but everybody's got to, you know, experience it their way, and I'm happy they did. I mean, come on.
I heard a lot of people went out to, like, the various parks around town, like Moss Rider.
They were saying a farm up in Louisville and other places, farms were letting people come in, and I think they charged them parking at the most.
Portland allegedly had 100,000 people there.
Yeah, Poppinsville had at least that.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone also said they rented out a park nearby.
Right. Yeah. And then the one, there was a little small town up in Oregon, that one of the first places, or, you know, that gets it or whatever.
Apparently that was a great spot to watch it, because if you get, like, away from the coast in Oregon, there's not a lot of cloud cover.
Right, right. And they had, I mean, they people were camping out days ahead of time. Yep. I mean, they showed that on the news that morning, you know, it's like, God, how many tents are actually out there?
Right. And it did only last about a minute where I was.
Oh, was it?
But apparently, like, as long as you could get at all, it was like 2 minutes.
Yeah, I think it was 2 minutes, 22 seconds, so I'm not mistaken.
It was a lot of hoopla over something that was, shorter than most songs.
But it had happened for 99 years,
I'm saying,
so.
It was still pretty damn cool.
Sure.
It was really cool.
Especially this one, because 90% of America's population was within a one-day drive of getting somewhere that was in totality.
Yeah. Now, the one in 2024, there's another totality.
2024, it's start in Texas, it's going to sweep up to Montreal.
Okay.
So,
not as broad of a
band, but still, at least plenty of, if you wanted to go see it again, you probably could.
Right, a lot more people. Younger people will be older and be able to see it. And
a lot of the students seemed really enjoyed it. We had one student bring his camera and snap some photos. It turned out pretty well.
It hadn't happened in 99 years, so it's almost a once in a lifetime for most people.
Yeah.
It was once in a lifetime. So
what's funny is all the eclipse glasses I had said once in a lifetime, and then on the bottom it had the two different dates.
Well, what the worst thing? Well, what also the people who were getting fleeced was on Amazon and stuff, where they're selling the fake glasses.
Oh yeah, Amazon got
hammered
for that.
A lot of people had to do recalls.
And one guy lost. I think he spent, because I seen a news story on it, he spent $5,000 or something like that in these things to sell them on Amazon, and he couldn't sell any of them because they didn't need approval.
Why on earth would anyone buy that shit off of Amazon in the first place? There are so many ways to get it for free.
You buy it from a company to sell it on
Amazon. I'm just saying, like, his whole plan doesn't make sense to me in the first place.
Oh, okay.
Because there's got to be, like, okay, I got mine from the Adventure Science Center here downtown.
Yeah, but
they were passing them out.
Yeah, but there's still only limited supply.
I suppose, but
technically
when you get...
Were they? Yeah, I didn't find out until that morning, but it's like...
But, you know, and stuff like that, so it all depends on your area. I mean, people are in Nashville.
If you only wanted to watch totality, you didn't need glasses at all.
Sure, right. But if you did, that's still a few million people. It's supply and demand.
Yeah.
You know they're going to undersupply because of demand. Price go up.
But there's a lot of... supply and demand only comes into play if there isn't a free alternative.
But only so many get it for free. And usually the demand outstrips the supply, especially when they hype it so much. And that's how that guy got fleeced. They didn't do all their due diligence ahead of time to make sure they got the proper glasses. And he lost his money. And then, like I said, Amazon got hammered. So,
sucked.
You know, even though P.T. Barnum supposedly said it first, there's a sucker born every minute.
Right.
So, and people were so hyped about doing this.
Well, I mean, that is true. Like, if you do your scamming by volume, it's probably a pretty effective way to go. Like, people send out these, like, Nigerian prince emails.
Oh, my goodness.
You only have to get, like, one person out of a million to fall for it.
That's right.
And inevitably, they do. After all these years, they still do.
If you just keep sending
story
it out.
After story.
Yep,
after
somebody
story
will feel bad. Or, hey, I'm going to make millions. And so, what's next? We haven't talked comics yet.
We haven't talked comics yet.
Since I'm still a year behind.
Real quick on comic adjacent things.
Ooh, cool.
I'm about 5-ish episodes into Defenders now. Yeah, it's been pretty good.
We have not finished Iron Fist yet.
Don't bother.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to finish it anyways, just cause.
Yeah. I didn't finish it.
I'm almost done.
Okay, so they chose a character who was in Iron Fist, I assume. Colleen Wing's master.
Yeah, Bakura.
Bakura. That sucked. What the hell? He was so annoying.
Yeah.
I think that's the worst.
He's still on Defenders.
Yeah, I know. That's where I saw him for the first time because I didn't finish Iron Fist. And now I'm gladder than ever that I didn't go back and finish that.
I like Iron Fist. Bakura,
he was such a punce.
Yeah, but
I'm still trying to figure out his role.
Well, maybe
by comparison
out.
To the woman at the front, who he captured.
Oh, the little Chinese woman.
Yeah.
Oh,
you want to spoil it for
Well,
I don't have a problem with it.
I don't care about spoilers.
Well,
I can get them probably tomorrow.
They're the hand, so the hand has five fingers.
Oh, she's
one of the fingers, he's one of the fingers.
I see, okay.
Yeah. Is she one? I thought that's what it was, because, of course, I do read comics, but... I don't read a lot of Daredevil, but I have, and I have read Luke Cage and Iron Fist and all that years ago. Is she the middle finger, though?
Probably.
So
probably.
I guess one of them has to be. I wonder if they have arguments amongst themselves. No,
And you're all under me.
I don't know.
You're the one people think about the least. You're the ring finger.
The ring finger.
Yeah. Yeah, because that was always getting tied up.
But it's been pretty good so far.
It starts off a little slow, but it does pick up.
Well, Jessica Jones's unrelenting cynicism did wear a little weary on me after a while, because she's like, that's so stupid, when we the audience know that this is all real things,
right?
They're gonna tie it up. I'm sure.
I'm sure they are, but
it's gonna give it time.
I just say, in those first couple of episodes, her just definitely scoffing at everything got a little old after a while.
No,
it did in her own show. But
I liked that show.
It was great.
I actually like it better than Daredevil myself.
I like Daredevil a bit better, but yeah, Jessica Jones was good. Especially David Tennant was the scariest motherfucking villain.
And he's coming back in season 2.
Yep. He will be in season 2.
Speaking of David Tennant, I watched the rebooted DuckTales that Disney put out the first two episodes, one episode online for free, so you can watch it on YouTube whenever you want. It's pretty good.
Is it?
That's good to hear.
Oh, yeah. I have to check that one out.
Always need
with along with everything else, I got to finish up.
It's clever. It's funny.
list.
I got one.
They actually are giving the triplets their own personalities.
Finally,
Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
No, they're not going to be
in it.
Real quick, there's not going to be the turtles in the movies. The new Turtles movies.
Where are Huey doing?
You know about the latest one with Megan Fox and...
What about Turtles?
Sorry. Those. Because to me, they didn't seem like they had... Yeah, their personalities kind of sucked in that movie.
Well, it was made by Michael Bay, so what did you expect?
So, but I mean, they're not the trope personality so
one
much.
Is smart. I mean, they're not
Shakespearean.
Well, no, of course not.
You can definitely tell the difference. The brain is not the Brainiac. Okay.
Yeah, Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not Michael Bay TMNT or Alvin and the Chipmunks level of tropey. So
okay,
yes.
Good. All right, that'll work.
They're regular kids that have their own personalities.
Yeah. The voice acting's really good. My favorite episode was probably actually Kate Micucci as Winnie. She was really funny.
Cool.
But, yeah, it's good shit. You should check it out.
Yeah, I plan on it.
I didn't know that.
It's been years since I even thought about DuckTales.
I know.
They've done a good job.
Excellent. That's funny back in the day, too. So.
DuckTales, I've never met someone who actively dislikes DuckTales.
That's what I'm saying. It was good back in the day.
Yeah.
But you get away when
it has the second best theme song of all time.
Really? Oh, boy.
Which was the best theme song?
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, you know it right off the bat. First,
if you disagree, you're wrong. Let's just move on.
I'd have to think about it because there's quite a few with theme songs that. But yeah, you.
That's about right. No, I mean, because yeah, you know, when you think about it, you know.
Now wait a minute. We are talking about the first Ghostbusters,
right?
The very original.
Okay. Yeah, did the cartoon have the same theme song?
I don't recall. That was.
I did not watch that one.
I'm talking about the Ray Parker.
That's what I'm saying. Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Just want to make sure we get that one straight. So, but what about? All right. Get back to not the Defenders per se, but the Punisher. They showed his.
I haven't seen him yet. Oh, are you talking? Oh, yeah. They released an image of him in his full costume.
In his full costume.
I haven't actually looked at it yet. I want to be surprised.
They do have a preview on Netflix for the Punisher.
Okay. I have not seen that, but I did see the picture of it. It's the only thing I would change on it is make the skull a little wider. Or brighter. Maybe I should put it down. Just a little bit.
They do try to kind of tone it down a little bit, especially on the Netflix shows.
Right. I do. And but still, just a. To me, it's almost like a gray instead of a white. But
he's so dark and gritty, he couldn't find the
white paint.
No white paint to be found. Yeah,
come
got
on.
It.
I'm just saying.
He bought white paint, but he's so dark and gritty, he made it all gray.
Hey, he can't keep it
clean. It happened right after he painted it.
At his worst, the whole ride is like obnoxiously grimdark.
Oh, sure.
But the version they did on Daredevil season 2, which... Daredevil is definitely the best Netflix show.
Of
the Marvel stuff.
We'll agree with it. I like it, but
they're both good.
Right.
I personally like Daredevil.
Exactly. And I'm just
mostly because I think that, especially season 1, they did a much better job pacing things. They gave Daredevil a ladder to climb, and the way they handled the Kingpin was, I think,
I did like the Kingpin. I have to agree with them on that.
He did wonder.
I agree with that,
but for me, Jessica Jones, her version of Jessica Jones brought me to the comic more than his version of Daredevil.
Okay, I can agree with that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. That's the only to me.
But not reading the comics, I did like Kingpin. I was almost
Kingpin was now compared to villains. The Purple Man got nothing on Kingpin.
Oh no!
In Daredevil versus Jessica Jones, I'll say that in a heartbeat. We were talking about the heroes, not the villains.
I know, different story. I am a Harley Quinn fan, so I think that
Matt Murdock is a more like endearing character than Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones' cynicism does wear on you.
Yeah, but you understand why she is. So
you get why she is the way she is.
The great thing about the Netflix shows is they do make you understand the characters very, very well. And so,
personally for me, I don't think they did as good with her backstory with the Purple Man as they could have.
Well, you couldn't have gone much farther without it getting a lot darker.
But that's what it was.
I'm just saying it's a darker universe, but it's still Marvel, and there's still
they still could have went. I think they could have went a little bit more in depth.
Yeah,
myself. Just to really. Because, I mean, she's a survivor of it.
Yeah.
In more ways than one.
Well, one thing I do think is cool is the way they tied them all together all of their first seasons with the nurse.
Yeah, that's actually an important plot detail in the show Defenders.
Sure.
That's how, minor spoiler, that's how Luke Cage and Iron Fist
are
formally introduced. Yeah. Even though the first introduction, of course, was them fighting.
Oh, because it's comic books.
Heroes got in that fight. So,
early superhero fights can serve an important purpose of kind of establishing, like, the pecking order sense. Okay, I've seen people bring up the point that in the first Avengers movie, having Thor and Iron Man fight when they first meet establishes, okay, so Thor is stronger by a pretty wide margin, but he's not invincible. And here we get to see that Danny's Iron Fist is pretty fucking jacked because he can punch Luke Cage, and Luke Cage really feels it.
Sure, but if you know the comics, that's been established.
Sure, but not everyone.
Well, I was going to say, if you read,
So today, so
that's not on purpose, but the point, it is a trope at this point. So
By that logic, I would think that Iron Fist would waste Luke Cage in a fight, because if him punching with his Iron Fist is like two normal dudes in a fight, Iron Man would wreck. Or sorry, Iron Fist would wreck him because he actually knows how to fight, and Luke doesn't.
Yep.
I mean, if it comes down to fighting skills, it's going to be just about
Depends on how
Iron Fist can use his
maybe Daredevil.
That's exact. Maybe Daredevil.
But even then, I'd probably take Iron Fist.
Well, sure, because of the fist. Knowledge. Because of the fist. If he connects.
Even beyond the fist, he is just...
With the first of what I've seen, Daredevil's going to kick him. Just fight the fight, I think.
That's because they downplayed him so bad.
Yeah, Iron Fist has no good fight scenes in his own show.
Right.
I mean, going off of lore, though.
Yeah.
And based off, and also comic knowledge.
Yeah, if you go off of comic book knowledge, yes. But
Daredevil is probably top five martial artists in Marvel Universe.
The master
Shang-Chi.
Thank you.
Shang-Chi's above him.
Master of
Shang-Chi's the master of Kung Fu.
Yeah.
Elektra. I would think Elektra is above.
Elektra's up there. Okay. So personal top five. In no particular order.
All right. Sure.
Daredevil, Iron Fist, Shang-Chi, Elektra, and Taskmaster.
Taskmaster's kind of
Taskmaster
cheap.
Cheats, but he is actually really good at fighting.
Yeah, in no particular order. Yeah,
I'd have to.
I think he'd come down at number five, though. Even though I love Taskmaster as a character, he's one.
The thing with Taskmaster is he's as good as whoever he's fighting.
He's got the photogenic.
So if he's fighting Shang-Chi, then he's as good as Shang-Chi.
Oh, that was just like sheer martial arts skill,
right?
Like I think Captain America can kick the shit out of most of those guys in a fight,
right? Well, yeah, he's proven. We've done the. Done movies.
Well, if we wanted to talk a little bit about comics, we could talk about.
Well, no. I'm trying to figure out what else are we done with the Defenders and everything.
I haven't finished it yet, so I can't talk.
And have you seen it?
I finished it. Yeah.
Okay. Do you approve? It's a good show.
It stays good throughout.
Yeah,
that was a problem Daredevil season 2 had, where it peaked early.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't peak early.
The part with the Punisher was the best part of Daredevil season 2. All the stuff with the hand was
but
not as good.
Well, yeah, that's only because they introduced the Punisher. So if you take that out, I still would have liked it all the way through, personally.
I would say the Defenders is a solid B experience.
It
doesn't have a villain that's anywhere near as good as Kingpin or the Purple Man, or even Cottonmouth.
Spoiler alert for Luke Cage. Damn, that was a bad choice getting rid of Cottonmouth.
Yeah, that was a very bad choice. And
I did like him.
He was great,
cool.
And like his. They tag him out for Diamondback, and it's a stark contrast because Diamondback is kind of cartoonish.
Yeah, he's such a comic book villain in like a very comic sense.
Well, look who bothered us.
Oh my lord!
Yeah.
We need the voice.
We thought you tagged out.
He never tagged in.
One of those days.
Oh boy.
Well, pull up a chair and you can regale us with your tale of one of these things.
Well, better yet, you can have mine and I'll stand. My pack's kind of bothering me.
Well, that's just a lot of stuff. It looks like you're about at the final comments.
Are we?
I guess so. I guess let's wrap it up then.
Well,
now that Larry's here.
Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Thanks, Larry, for showing.
Better late than never, right?
For some things.
So, Larry, you have any final thoughts?
First and final.
Sports of America. This is Geeks of the Square Table.
Adam stepped in to fill that vacuum. He's playing post.
Although, we did not say which version we're at.
Yeah, I didn't know.
We don't know.
We don't know the number.
What number has this been, Larry?
It is 172.
Well, you said 171, so he's wrong.
Sorry, yeah.
Almost to a number divisible by
22. Yeah, 172. If you count the interview I did with Joe Pruitt, that would be 173. But
I missed that.
That was just more of a one-on-one interview.
I
want to
count that. Yeah, it's a special edition.
Yeah, we'll call it that.
A one-shot.
So his final thought is, what number of show we're on? So, Jeff, I'll talk to you.
Final thoughts. What could be mine? Mine is, I'm looking forward. I know it's got, what, two more years until is Godzilla versus King Kong.
That's pretty cool.
That and Pacific Rim Uprising.
Also pretty cool.
Those are kaiju stuff.
It's a good time for
big
kaiju
robots.
Movie lovers.
Those are just... Godzilla on up. I've always loved him. Always will.
Shin Godzilla just dropped on DVD this month, so.
You know, thank you for letting me know about that. I'm going to pick that one up. Rich?
I guess my final thought is I got some Netflix to catch up on. I'm telling
just
you.
Just Netflix?
Where is that for right now that I know what I want to get into?
I was about to say,
Binging.
Me and Amanda just finished The Handmaid's Tale.
I've heard about it.
I don't have that one, so.
I haven't seen that one yet, actually.
I've heard good things about it.
It is really good.
Yeah, I mean,
it definitely has one of those endings that where you're like,
more?
Yeah. Which, they are making a season two, so we'll see.
Taylor.
I'm just going to reiterate that DuckTales was good, and I'm glad. <for that. laughs>
I'm glad to know that, though. I really am. That's nostalgia.
Yeah, check it out. It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
After that, though, I guess it's like the drug dealer policy. The first taste is free.
Where does it go on?
I think it's on Disney XD or something.
Oh, okay.
So
I got Disney XD.
So you got a DVR, you probably
I do.
Right.
Have Netflix and Disney. Did y'all cover that Disney is pulling
No, we did not.
Did
we
cover that last time, man?
I don't know.
I
mean, but they officially announced that, and Netflix. Did I mention that? That they.
No, we brought it up. Like,
so Netflix hired away like half their producers from ABC.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Like, the people behind Modern Family and a bunch of other.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And Netflix said they were going to get into making a load of that.
They only hired people from ABC.
That's funny.
Yeah, but they're
as far as. You know, corporate fuckery goes. That's pretty good.
That's a big move that I could get behind.
Oh yeah. But I'm sure that when you think about it, I'm sure Netflix knew about it ahead of time. That's why they could hurry up and
the Netflix CEO has assured everyone that this was something they had planned for long ago because it was something of an inevitability.
I'm actually surprised they just didn't try to buy Netflix out. Instead of starting their own crap, because now you're going to have Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, CBS if you want Star Trek. Now the Disney thing,
ESPN's going to have their own thing, which is actually Disney.
But
it'll be a separate, and HBO has their own thing.
So, everybody that kept, they were always advertising for how many of the last years? Pull the plug of cable, pull the plug, and you'll save money. Well, now you're going to spend even more money.
Well, and the problem is. You're still buying cable so you can get the internet.
Exactly.
Yeah, because it'll be cheaper to do it that way.
Until Google Fiber rolls through.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see how well that gets on post.
This is government.
Hey, all I can say is right now it's harder to get Dish on post than it is to get cable on post. And I know this because I know four different people that are trying to get Dish because they don't like cable. And they... have to go through a shit full of stuff in order to do it.
Taylor's leaving us.
But we got to call it a night.
Join us next time in Madison, Tennessee for Geeks of the Square Table.
So he decides to show up.
Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, but all the other ones that they're all on, and
maybe
there you go.
I'm still here.
And maybe they'll actually reply back sometimes.
I mean, that's
I don't know how Googly does. I'm always, I go on there and put stuff in, and people are like, yeah, thanks, and all that other crap on cosplay and everything. It's great.
Yeah. I'm paying my $2 an hour.
Again, like, we're paying you too much.
Oh,
I guess that's it.
That'll be it.
Good night, Elaine.
Good night, Elaine.
In the cover.